had this week. What a blessing we've had this week to have this week of prayer. It's been our final push for the year as we have been seeking the Lord. We've been praying. We've been seeking souls. And God has been answering. He's also brought to us Carol Barron for this week. And I don't know about you, but I've been blessed. How about you? And we just wanted to thank you, Sister Carol, from coming all the way from Florida, warm Florida, okay, to even almost warm Oregon. But we hope that you have been able to make some wonderful new friends. It's been great to have you with us, and we'd just like to give you a little token of our appreciation. If you can come forward, please. And know that whether we are together united here in Roseburg or we cross paths in our Christian journey, the truth is someday we will rejoice together in heaven. And that is the objective. And so, Sister Carol, thank you so much.
How you doing? Give me a moment. I received a gift this morning, and it's really coming in handy of the many gifts. Someone gave me a hanky. This is for tears of joy. I was crying my eyes out up there with those veterans. Thank you, the men and women. Thank you so much. And I didn't want to blow my nose in this. I'm just dabbing. It's too pretty to blow my nose. But I can't thank you enough for a wonderful week. You've been blessed. Oh, no, your blessing didn't surpass mine. I have been blessed. It's such a word, but it has great capabilities and thought. But I also came and I have been healed. Because I suffered coming up here on this trip, boy, those long hours. Pastor said, I heard it in your voice, sister. I felt it in my legs, Pastor. But I have been healed here. Hallelujah. I thank you. I came from hot Florida, and I said, Lord, don't let me freeze to death. But you folk, all of you all, Jesus, is it okay? Yes, it's okay, Carol. You all have helped me to stay warm from tights on my little legs, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to scarves, to gloves, to your warmth, your love. I feel absolutely marvelous today. I'm still going home, but I feel marvelous. Talking about you all, I call home, I call North Carolina, I call all South Carolina, I called Georgia this morning because I was supposed to be up there doing Bible work, but I said, no, the Spirit has told me I got to go and fulfill that appointment in Oregon. Thank you, Jesus. And as we baptized here, they told me they're baptizing there up in Gainesville. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world for a witness, and then what's coming? Hallelujah. What's coming? We should say it with joy, folk, because we're in a mess down here. What's coming? The end is going to come. Hallelujah. Let me just pray, Lord, have your way. And thank you very much, Lord, for allowing me to handle your sacred word. So it's not me. You just go on and just tell me what you once said about sweet Jesus. And all God's children said, amen. And where's Brother Darrell? The God sang over you. You know that, don't you? Yeah, that's true. He sings over those who have come to him and baptized. Praise God. That's what he does. God sang over you, brother. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my brother, for reading that text this morning. Let me get my little self together, because I'm truly excited, and I have mixed emotions. I got to go home. I got to go home. You all have been so good to me. You have demonstrated what the Church of God is really about. You're no strangers that enter into your doors. I was a stranger, and you truly took me in. And I thank you. I thank you. So here we are. Jesus has been, he was on when he was crucified, because you know the whole thing is now, what's that little story, that song we sing? He came from heaven, right? He came from heaven above, so God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to earth here. And then he was crucified, right? Because he was showing us the way, is that right? And then he was crucified. And then from to the earth, that's right. He was buried. He laid in that ground over the Sabbath. He was buried. And then that angel, Lord, I'm telling you, when you read that spirit of prophecy, that angel, she said, one step, boom, it was like an earthquake, boom, boom. And all those guards, oh, man, that thing is so exciting. And when that angel approached that tomb, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and they all fell back, ha. And he said, and he rolled, excuse me, stone. And he said, your father calls you. When your father calls you, you answer. Isn't that right? Your earthly father, I know. My father called me Carol Ann. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, your father calleth you. And Jesus had nothing else. That power from the Holy Ghost of God, his father, woke up Jesus. Because, just a little tickler for your mind, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, he died in hope. He died in the faith of his Father. He couldn't see beyond the grave. He died in hope. My mother and father died in hope. You have loved ones, died in hope. I have brothers, all three of my brothers, I only have one left. They all died in the hope of seeing Jesus. That's what we have, this hope. That's what it is. This isn't our home. We're just pilgrims and travelers going through, staying in hotels, staying in motels, staying here and there. But heaven is our home. Hallelujah. So Jesus had been on earth for 40 days. So his boys could get used to this body, this glorified body. And he tarried with them. He talked with them. But then, you know, after a while, he talked with them for a while. But after a while, he said, I got to go home to my father. I want to thank you for the beautiful song. It was absolutely sweet. Thank you. And Pastor, is something else? I'm going to get tired. You sound good, man. You almost sound professional. You sound, Pastor was good. I listened to that. Pastor is, I have enjoyed staying with them. I've known them from way back, and they're just sweet. They're just sweet. And I thank you, Pastor Tony and Sayuri, for your goodness to me. I really do. Even though Pastor tries to boss me. I had to say it, but it's okay. And I'll throw the age on them. You know how old I am. It's been a joy. So Jesus, before his death, he had declared to his Father, I finished your work, Father. I finished it. I finished the work which you gave me to do, John 17:4. And as I said, after his resurrection, he tarried for a while, a season, Sister White says, so that his posse could get used to that glorified body. They would touch him, really. Show him the nails and the head. This is me, man. This is me. But now, according to Acts 1, verses 9 through 11, he's getting ready to go home. You know how excited you are when you've been away for a while? You know, we were missionaries for a while, and we were out during those days as a missionary. You stayed out 3 years, and then you came home. Every 3 years, well, we'd get so excited. What are we going to eat? Where are we going? Who are we going to see? That anticipation just grew and grew and grew. And it's the same thing when you're going on a vacation. You just think, oh, you plan that thing out, don't you? And we're going to stop here, and we're going to stop there, and we're going to see this, and we're going to see that, and we'll stop at this relative and pray that they let us stay a week. We're going to just be all around, folks. Anticipation. And this is the same kind of anticipation we still need to have when we think about Jesus is coming. I can't wait to see Jesus. Why are you so excited? Because I'm getting ready to see Jesus. People look at you like you're crazy. I don't care. I'm going to see Jesus. But where is he? You know, we used to have this little thing called Heaven's Grocery Store where we would, don't worry, I won't step on your foot. If I do, okay, you just yell. Small. Oh, they're small. Well, that's okay. And it's like this. And we would get food from the grocery stores, you know, because they had to throw the food away. I'd have wedding cakes. I'd have this. Oh, I had a whole lot of stuff. Lots of food. And we would always come back to our church and take care of the house of the Lord first, you know. And then we go out. So some Sabbaths, we would go out, knock on door just with loaves of bread. Just with a loaf of bread. And I was just talking about Jesus coming, right? This anticipation, this excitement. So I remember I went on out. We were in Frederick, Maryland, cold too, Frederick, Maryland. And we were out there knocking on doors and just, if this is for you. And if you weren't home, we'd just leave it on the door with a little note who had been there. So I remember I was out and I was knocking on doors. And the person opened the door. I said, hi. I said, I'm Carol from, Frederick Seventh-day Adventist Church. I said, and I have brought you a gift from Jesus. And she said, oh, really? I said, yes, I have brought you bread. I have brought you bread from Jesus because Jesus is, and I went on and on, and she looked at me, where's Jesus? He's here, sister, he's all over. He knew you, and she needed bread that day. She had been sick, and she said she had talked to the Lord, Lord, I need some bread, and here I came, not only with the actual, the physical bread, but I said, you got some, he's the bread of life too, sister. I said, Jesus is coming, and she just, like, brightened up, you know. We have a story to tell to the nation, and as to how we look, Jesus is coming. Now, here's another thing, we don't want to be looking like this, you know, Jesus is coming. I'm so glad I'm glad Jesus is coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy he's coming. You know, I'm thrilled all in my heart. Well, why isn't your face telling it? Jesus is coming again and again. So now here's Jesus. He said, fellas, I gotta go home. I've been away from my father, and I'm gonna go home to my father and to your father. I'm going home to you. Isn't that something? I'm God's daughter. You know, I want to get you out on time. Tell me when, Pastor. You know how the telemarketers always call your house? And people just slam the phone down? Not me. They call my house 10 o'clock at night, you know, 9:30, when they know you're home. And I'll say, hello. Oh, I give people a fit on, hello. And they'll say, well, you know what? I said, wait a minute. I said, I got to ask my father. I said, you know what I'm saying? He said, who's your father? I said, my father owns everything in the world. He is so rich. One man said, yeah? I said, yeah. I said, my father is rich, man. Anything I want? He said, yeah. I said, yeah. And then I told him who my father was. And he went click, but that's okay. He had gotten the message, David. He had gotten the message. So before his death. So the place of ascension that Jesus chose was a place that was so often hallowed by his presence while he dwelt on earth. You know, you have places where you love to go. The place of Bethel. It's just quiet, it's serene. You can talk with Jesus. You feel his presence there. And Jesus had these places on earth. And Sister White tells us that he had left weary and heart burdened many times. That's why he chose the Mount of Olives to leave here to go home to his father. She says he didn't choose Mount Zion, which was David's city. He could have chosen that. She says, no, he could have chosen Mount Moriah, where the temple was, but he didn't choose that. He was not. Jesus had often been mocked there. He had been rejected. They didn't appreciate Jesus, so he wasn't going to honor Mount Moriah nor Zion with this glorious ascension. You know, you got to be careful how you treat people, don't you? Got to be careful how you treat them. He said, I'm not going there. And it made him sad, because many of their hearts had been just hardened. Here, God so loved the world, he had sent his own son to restore the image of his father in us. What better way by sending my son? What better way? He says, no, not there either. He looked, moving on, he and his posse going on. And he found rest, Sister White says it, Mount Olive, the Mount of Olives. She said it was a sloping and it had a descent. And there he was in the home of Lazarus. He found comfort in the home of Lazarus. He could talk to Lazarus and Mary and Martha. She says he didn't have to talk to them in parables because they weren't going to whip on his head. What do you mean by this? You know how you say something and people will just twist it and turn it. And you remember that game, Post Office? Remember that game? Oh, come on. Remember that? All of us old heads remember that game. I'll tell you. I'll whisper something to you. You whisper it to somebody. You know how you remember that game? Whisper it. And the last person, you bring it back to me, and it was nothing that I had said. It had grown, had decreased, it had been added on, been detracted, everything. So he found rest in the home of Lazarus and Mary and Martha. And of course it was the Garden of Gethsemane where he would agonize and where he had us on his mind because he was getting ready to go to the cross. He had me on his mind when he was hanging on the cross. When he cried in Jerusalem, he was looking over, what are you going to do? What's going to happen to you? He had us on his mind, brothers and sisters. So here, upon the summit, Sister White says, hallelujah, where he went up, this is what the disciples, this is what that those angels said. You men of Galilee, why are you standing there? He says, where he went up, he's going to come back. And she says, it's upon that summit, the Mount of Olives, that his feet will rest again, when he shall come not as a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, no way, but as the King of Kings and the triumphant God. Hallelujah, people. That's the way Jesus is coming back. That's the way he's coming back. And so he tells you, don't let your hearts be weary with what's going on. Don't let them be weary. You've done a lot of work, Sister Nancy, in India. Don't be weary over this. Lord, I've been following you for 50 years. Stay steady. He's got you. He sees your heart. He knows that I know my child. My child is faithful to me. Don't cast away your confidence at this hour. That's what Satan wants. Oh, he's been saying, he's been coming for years. I believe him. He who said he's coming again. Don't cast you. Don't doubt, because it brings in unbelief. Jesus said, I'm coming again. Hold fast till I come. That's the sweet promise of God. And that he stands on his promises. So that's why we have to take those promises. Every situation will take a promise and say, Lord, you said this. Honor your word with me. That's the way we hold steady in Jesus Christ. This world, as we know, is in a mess. Nations warring against nations. Talking of war. We know it's in a mess. Adam sold out to the devil. We know it's in a mess, but Jesus said, hold on. Hold on. Don't let nothing mess with your faith in me, because I'm coming back to get you. So here he is. We're just talking about Jesus going to his Father and us and him coming back. So here he had talked the first few verses in chapter 1. He had talked to his disciples. He explained to them, he says, now, you know, you just hold on with me. You're going to receive power. Remember, he told them to go to Greece. You're going to receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Brothers and sisters, there's a statement in the spirit of prophecy. And I believe the spirit of prophecy because it comes from God to Sister White. I have no doubt in my mind. If there's any doubt in any of you all's mind, you better get on that foot of the cross. And you better ask Jesus, explain that thing to me. Because that's in the Bible. They who have the testimony of Jesus Christ is the what? Come on, say it out loud. Don't be ashamed. It's in the Bible. I will question, are you steadfast in the Lord? Are you sure you are Seventh-day Adventist? That's what makes us so unique from everyone else. He's told him, he says, and you shall receive power, Holy Ghost power. Brothers and sisters, she mentions to us that we should be begging, if we're going to covet anything, covet the Holy Ghost. She says that one of the many reasons the Lord hasn't come is because we lack the Holy Ghost. Do you know what will happen if you give yourselves over that Holy Ghost? And you're not, yes. And then he said, you're going to receive double power. Bring it on down, Lord. Bring it on down. And we don't use the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost uses us. I got to tell you a little incident. I got to tell you something. You know, and it's not because we're perfect. Is that right? But the Lord trusts us. He knows our heart. And I beg for the Holy Ghost. I beg for that Holy Ghost. And when that Holy Ghost comes in, see, the whole thing in nutshell, that Holy Ghost will start redecorating your heart, redecorating your life. And a lot of people don't want to be changed because change is hurtful. The only one that wants to be changed is a crying baby with a dirty diaper. Isn't that true? Yeah, it's true. Holy Ghost will make changes because they're getting our characters ready so that we can be in the atmosphere of holy angels. Holy Ghost. As I said, the Holy Ghost uses you. You don't use the Holy Ghost. You never know when it's going to come upon you. But if you trust him, he said, I'll use you. I was at Holbrook Indian School. That's our school way out there. You know that school. And the Indians there, they're not Seventh-day Adventist, majority of them, and they come to school and they're little people. You got these little chairs. And I remember it was the Navajos. I remember this particular Sabbath, I had just gone with children's ministries to assist in giving instruction and helping, you know. So I wasn't doing any speaking. And I remember, help me keep it clear, Lord, straight. One of the Navajo women, after church services, had come up to me. This is a long time ago. And she said, "My sister," she says, I have something." She had something wrong with her hands. I don't even remember what it was. She says, and she held her hands up to me. She says, "I need prayer. I need healing." So I said, "Well, my sister, let's talk to Jesus about this." Explain to her, "You believe that Jesus will heal?" "Yes, yes." And I remember a simple prayer. "Lord, hear her prayer. Heal her hands, if it's going to bring glory and honor to you." And that was all. And I thanked Jesus. Years later, talking about that Holy Ghost, you can walk away, but the Holy Ghost is still there doing what he has to do. Years later, when the Navajos had their first camp meeting up at Atlantic Union, I went with Bob Burnett to be with him. And you know, years pass, you don't remember her faces and things, and this particular lady walked up to me, and she said, "Sister." I said, "Yes, I'm so glad to see you. I'm glad to be with you." She says, don't you remember?" No, ma'am." She said, you prayed healing over my hands." I said, "Yeah, okay, yes." She said, "And they've been healed ever since." I said, "Well, that's the way God works. Holy Ghost." Let me bring one a little closer before I go on. We beg for this Holy Ghost. Do you know that we should be able to say, "Get up in the name of Jesus Christ," long as it's in the favor of God? Did you know that? "In the name of Jesus, rise, take up your bed and walk." That's the Holy Ghost power. And the Lord is wanting to flood us with it. He wants to put it all in us. But he's got to do a little alterations. He's got to get rid of the pride, the selfishness, the this and the that. And I don't want you messing with my clothes, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? My daughter, then I'm going on. My daughter, Donna Maria. At the time, she was assistant to the principal at our church school in Huntsville, Alabama. And she also taught Spanish and the music and all like that. Precious little thing. They had taken the children out for a, whatever you call it, day's event on the yellow school bus. And my daughter said, the school bus turned over and over and over. And she said, "Mommy," no seatbelts. She said, "Mommy, I held on with my life as that school bus turned over and over." She said, "Because I didn't want to be thrown all over." My daughter sprained every muscle in her body. Young thing. She was still trying to work, go to a therapist. Pain. She was finishing her education. She was due to graduate from Oakwood. And I remember she would call me, pain all in her voice. And I would say, "Donna Maria, how are you doing?" She says, "Mommy, I'm in pain." But she was going on day by day. I'm in Maryland. She's in Huntsville, Alabama. Talking about, what am I talking about? The Holy Ghost power. The Lord wants to do, brothers and sisters, he wants to do more in us and in us with others. He wants to do it. Pour it on down, Lord, pour it on down. I'm ready to receive it. Do what you want with me. I want that Holy Ghost power. And so one day her graduation was coming. I knew I was going to be going. But the Lord spoke to me one day. He said, "Carol, go down there and lay your hands on Donna Maria. Lay your hands on your daughter." I said, "Okay, Lord." I made preparation to go because I was going anyway. She picked me up at the airport. I looked at my daughter. Took me to her apartment. My daughter walked like she could hardly walk. She could hardly walk. You know the mother in you. The mother in you, boy, the tears welled up. She could. Always had a happy countenance. But so that next morning, talked to the Lord, and I got up and I said, "Da Maria, I said, I want to talk to you." She said, "Yes, Mommy." So we went into the living room. She sat down. I said, "Da Maria, the Lord told me before I came to put my hands on you for healing. So let me talk to you for a few minutes. Do you believe that the Lord can do this?" "Yes, Mommy." Talked about her little soul and all like that. I said, "Now we're going to pray. God, you hear me, folk? God, not Carol. God, you hear me? I want it clear. God, okay? Instrument. He has us as instruments, folk. Willing instruments." I put my hand on my daughter's shoulder. "Excuse me, may I?" And simply asked the Lord to heal my daughter. If it was going to bring glory and honor, heal her, Jesus. And I thank you. And I walked on away. Amen. Walked away. She had me on the top bunk, and I had to pray, "Lord, get me up on the top bunk." I was a little young, but help me get up back on the top bunk. Walked there. Sometime during that morning, she said, "Mommy?" I said, "Yes." She says, "Mommy, I felt stuff being pulled out of my body. I felt it. Hallelujah. My daughter walked her graduation. Do you hear?" Power, brothers and sisters. He wants to fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. And so here he is. And why don't we receive the gift? It's free. Use me, Lord. Use me. That's all he asks. So here he is. He had been talking to his boys. And then he had told me, he said, "Now, you know, you're going to receive the power. That's dunamis. That's dynamite, okay? I want that dynamite. You hear? I want Jesus to fill me with dynamite, dunamis, and everything else for his glory. You hear? That's the only way we're going to get out of here. Fill me, Lord, fill me. And I won't be ashamed of the gospel. I will tell people. I will smile at people. And they'll see I've been with Jesus." So he had been talking to his boys. Then the Bible, the Lord told the Spirit, his daughter, when he had spoken all these things, and he never berated his disciples. He did your stupid things. You didn't get what I told you. He didn't do that. He didn't get to speak hard against the people who never said, "Thank you, Jesus." We love to be thanked, don't we? Thank you. He didn't berate them because of ingratitude. He encouraged them. He filled their hearts full of courage, full of hope, full of joy. But they're still with the disciples. That was their sadness. But he said to them, I'm sure he just raised his hand in glory, and here he is. They're looking up. Jesus is rising. They're looking up. He's going higher and higher, and he's blessing them as he goes. And it's said that he slowly ascended from among them. Listen to this. Drawn heavenward by a power, by a what? A power stronger than any earthly attraction. Pulled up by this power from God his Father. Pulled up by this power so strong there was no earthly attraction to keep him, to want him to stay here. What kind of earthly attraction do you want that is so powerful to you that you're willing to give up everything for Jesus, that you want to stay on this earth? What earthly attraction is worth going up with the Lord? What is worth us giving up? Everything. It pays to serve Jesus. That man died on the cross for me. He shed his blood for me. There should be no earthly attraction that would want me to stay here. And he went on home to his father. Sister White also says that, of course, those two angels who would love to have been with Jesus, they had been with him all along, don't you think they would have wanted to be on the receiving end of hearing, "Lift up your heads, all ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in." She said, one group said, "Who is this King of glory?" "The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty." "Who is this King of glory?" I mean, it was just something back and forth. They knew their father, their high priest was coming home. Those two angels would have loved to have been there, but he had to console the brothers. And that's why the Lord said, if I don't go, the Holy Spirit can't come. He had to console, but he let angels console them. Console them. I get all upset. I get this. He said, I'll console you. I know what you're about. I'll console you. Those angels could have just gone on with Jesus. No, they stayed to console them. I want to see Jesus, don't you? She also says in sympathy for those men, they stayed behind to comfort them. Sympathy. Where's our sympathy for each other? We've got to comfort. He tells us in the word, comfort one another with these words. There's a lot of stuff going on in lives. Comfort one another. We don't have to talk about them. Talk to them about Jesus. Comfort one another with these words. They also heard music, but the Lord didn't allow them to hear all the music because they didn't want to discourage them. They wouldn't be able to go on with their work, she said. But we're going to hear this music one day. We're going to sing with the angels one day. Gone. So he tells us, don't let your heart be troubled, folk. I'm coming back. And I'm coming, and I've gone home to take care of the business of getting you ready. You're going to walk on streets of gold. Hallelujah. Don't tell me there's not bling in heaven. There's bling in heaven. Yes, sir. That's my kind of heaven. I mean, you look at you, sister. Oh, you got some bling. Streets of gold, every gate is of a pearl. Come on, people. What is here worth staying for? I want to walk through those golden streets, on those golden streets. Sister White said they're transparent. What? She tells us, imagine ourselves. I can see me strutting down the street with Jesus. I'm swinging with Jesus because he's my friend. I can see myself walking with Jesus. Hey, I'm respectful to him, but I can see myself walking through heaven. And then children, listen to this. Your little children will have wings, big people will have wings. Do you hear this? I'm gonna fly all over God's heaven. Carol, where are you going? I don't even know the name of the planets. I'm going some place. Get my little wings and go. Can't have a lion down here, because you know good and well the lion will eat his master. But in heaven, the lion, the bear, all those animals, what's it worth? No more pain. Thank you, Jesus. No more canes. Come on, we should be shouting. No more wheelchairs. No more braces. No more taking pills. No more doctors, thank you, Jesus. Ha, 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 no more HMO. No more copay. Your copay is it. Don't even see you enough to take that card from you. Sitting there dying. Can I have all your medical? Okay. I am sick. Uh-uh. No more, no more, no more, thank you, Jesus. Shoo. I don't have to worry about being cold anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't worry about being cold. I have to worry about night. He said, no need to lock. She said, no need to lock the gates. Why are you going to lock the gates? There's no night there. And then God and Jesus, they're the brightness. There's no night there. Can you imagine yourselves in the presence of Jesus? No more, and tells you, what's that? What's that? That's Revelation, what, 22 is that? Was that 22? So there's no more death. The original, no more the death. No more funeral trains. No more pallbearers. No more sniffing and crying. No more, no more, no more, people. Heaven is our home. Jesus paid it all. We've got a mansion up there. The bank owns my house. I got a place up there with no mortgage. The blood of Jesus paid for it. Heaven. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. All things. Some folk wait for relatives to die to inherit a little bit of money. He that overcometh, if I overcome this stuff in this world through the strength and the power of Jesus Christ, I'm going to inherit all things. And you figure out what all things are. I'm a believer. It's all things. You're talking about a millionaire? I don't even know if the word is in existence for what I planned, what the Lord was going to give to me and to you and to you. To all of us. In the twinkling of an eye. The rapidity, that extreme rapidity with which the change in the bodies of the living saints will take place. Can you believe this? Can you imagine that? Coming out of that grave, went down that grave, couldn't remember, and coming up what? From mortal? Come on, say it, people. From mortal to what? Immortality. And that happens in the twinkling of an eye. And we it's going to be the little teacher said today, it's going to be a loud day. Christians who are alive and looking eagerly for the coming of the Lord will undergo a marvelous change, whereby all traces of corruption and imperfection will be removed from their bodies in the twinkling of an eye. I can't see with glasses. I can't hardly see without glasses. I'm always doing this. Lord, help my vision. No more. No more sitting at that banquet table. I'll see straight on down. Will you pass me the fried rice or whatever, Jesus? It's way past Peter and all them. Come on, folk. I got a home up in that kingdom. Ain't that good news? Let's make sure we're ready to meet Jesus. Because there are books in the kingdom. He's helping us to get ready. And he's going to, there's the statute book. That's the book which is the Bible, which we will be judged out of. Because Jesus is not going to pull any shots, anything like that. He says, according to my word, that's how I'm going to judge you. That's why we've got to search and make sure, am I lined up with this word of God? But he has other books, the book of life, all the names of those who have accepted Christ in the service of God. Thank you, Jesus. The book of remembrance, record of all the good deeds of the saints, them that fear the Lord, Sister Nancy. The words of faith, Sister Linda, who gave me these tights so I wouldn't be cold, acts of love. Deeds of righteousness, all the good things, the kindness, everything you've shown me, that's written in the book of remembrance. Word of pity, word of tenderness. I went to see Sister Mary. I told Sister Mary she's a diva. We had a marvelous day together. Encouragement that was written in a book of remembrance. Every sorrow, every suffering, nothing passes Jesus' attention. Written down. He hasn't forgotten you. No. Sister Sayuti and I were going over to the memorial grounds today. And all the little seagulls and everything, and they were just, oh. I said, and Sister Sayuti, I said, he cares for all these birds. Why do I worry about anything? He cares for all of them. That's all written to the Lord. If you get this impression, I need to go see somebody, I need to do it. That's God. Everything. Registered in the book of remembrance. And you got the record of all the sins. Everything secret. Whether it's good or evil. Every idle word. Secret purposes and motives. The book of death contained the record of all the deeds of the unrepentant. But God, we're sinners saved by the blood of Jesus. Sister Sayuri, get that whiteboard for me and put sinners up there and do what you have to do. Sinners. Sinners saved by the blood. Here it is, Sister Sayuri. Saved by the blood that was spilt from our Savior's side. If we take nothing else, let's take the meekness of Jesus Christ. Right, sinners, sister? Take the faith of Jesus Christ. Hold on, brothers and sisters. Take the goodness of Jesus Christ and let it spill over to everybody. Take the gentleness of Jesus Christ. Take the long suffering of Jesus Christ. Go to the cross and take and take and take and then live it and live it and live it. We are sinners. Sinners saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. And all our sins, sinner, filthy words, walk it and show it, ugliness. But God so loved this world. We're sinners. Sinners. He knew it. Sister White says he went into his Father not one time, not two times, three times. I got to die for Carol. I got to die. It wasn't until his Father agreed. Go ahead, my son. Sinners. But we're only saved by what? We're only saved by what? We're saved by the blood of Jesus. We're only saved by what? Come on, folk. We're only saved by what? We're only saved from our ugly selves by what? That was freely spilt at Calvary. There's a fountain. I can't clean myself up. Can't do it. I'm not righteous. There's nothing clean about me. But I go to Jesus, and Jesus says, take my blood. Let me wash you. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash, wipe away my sins. Go ahead. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wipe away my sins. I want my sins wiped away. How about you? How about you? It's getting ready for the appeal song. I'm gonna make a little appeal, a couple of appeals. Pastor Tony's going to sing, Are You Ready for Jesus to Come? Are you faithful in all that you do? Have you fought a good fight? Have you stood for the right? Can others see Jesus in you? There's some that said you're going to be baptized. Where are you? Just come stand with me. Hallelujah. Come on. Pastor, you check this. There's two others back there. Come on. Yeah, you got to give me support. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Stand with me and give me support. Church, you ought to be yelling. You ought to be yelling. I want you to know you should be yelling. Hallelujah. Oh, handsome veteran. Look at you. Praise the Lord. Come on, brother. Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Go ahead and stand by that little. Oh, cute thing in her red. This is a diva. Praise God for the diva that, this is your wife, huh, this little diva? Oh, you old cute thing. How long y'all been married?
8 years.
Shut up.
This is our third marriage each.
Well, honey, it's put a smile on your face, that both of your faces. Go stand by. Let me tell you, you all make me feel wonderful. Let me hug you again. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. These have made up their minds that they're going to be ready when Jesus comes. They've made their minds up. My brother Darrell, just stand, because see, his mind was made up. He said, I'm going down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going down. He went down into the watery grave. Created all new. I know you feel good, don't you? Yes, sir. And Sister Rose also. There are others that need to come. But right, just give me a few minutes with the children. Jesus loves you, this you know, for the Bible tells you so. Little ones, these are little ones in the truth, but little ones, he's just talking to the little ones. Little ones, he calls you too. Sister Carol, but I don't know. Mommy and Daddy are teaching you at home. And the messenger of the Lord says, according to Jesus, he says, the Holy Spirit teaches them in a language that they understand. So I'm going to talk to the little ones. And Mommy and Daddy, if you're sitting there with them, encourage them. But little people, who loves Jesus, little people? Bless them hard. A couple of princesses. You love Jesus, don't you? And you, anyone up here? Do I have anybody up here that loves Jesus and the little people? Yeah, they look, raise a hand up high. Don't be afraid of me anymore because I am your friend, okay? Raise your hand up high. Little people, you want to go to heaven, little people? Yes. Are there any little people in the balcony that I just can't see? Or little people that are above age 13? Little people, you wanna go have to be in heaven with Jesus? She's going, yes. Yes, yes. That's the way we ought to be. Carol, why are you jumping? I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. Mommy and Daddy, if you want to come, can they come and be prayed over by Pastor? You want to come up here, little people? Come on, you can run. Run. We all need to run to Jesus. Run. Run up to me. Come on, run. Run to Jesus. Run up here. That's right. Come. Jesus says, suffer the little children to come. Don't tell them not to come. He speaks to them in language that they understand. Okay, you trust me. Come on up here, honey. Come on, come on. You love Jesus? Come on. Oh, here comes another one. Look at that, the pink bow tie. Boy, look at this. Is this precious? You're doing something, Mommy and Daddy at home and Grandmommy. You got to keep it up. These little people love Jesus. They want to go to heaven. You want to go to heaven, don't you? You want to go to heaven, don't you? Precious thing, and you love Jesus. All right. See these little ones? Some of you big ones out there, have you made up your mind? You know what you need to do. Is anybody else who wants to come? You can come from 5 years and up in the balcony. As Pastor gets ready to sing, think about your life. Are you ready for Jesus to come? Anybody else, raise your hand. Just raise your hand. It's not a commitment per se, like you're going down the pool since we get finished preaching, but get me ready. Help me. Is anyone out here like that this morning, this afternoon? If you're there, you got to get the strength to hold your hand up. But that's okay. Go ahead, Pastor. That's okay. Okay, little people, Pastor's going to sing. So maybe you just want to either look at Pastor or just kind of like keep the joy. Okay? All right. Okay, so we'll just listen to Pastor. That's right. I saw my brother's hand go up earlier. Let's make room for our brother. DR brother coming up. Praise the Lord. Say hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
For heaven's sakes.
The theme of the Bible is Jesus and how we die to save man. The plan of salvation assures us he's coming back again. Are you ready for Jesus to come? Are you faithful in all that you do? Have you fought a good fight? Have you stood for the right? Have others seen Jesus in you? Are you ready to stand in your place? Are you ready to look in his face? Can you look up and sing, this is my Lord? Are you ready for Jesus to come? Don't cling to this world and its treasures. This earth will soon pass away.
Oh, give him your heart.
Oh, give him your love without measure. He's calling you today.
Are you ready for Jesus to come?
Are you ready for Jesus to come?
Yes, yes.
Are you faithful? In all that you do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you fought a good fight? Have you stood for the right? Have others seen Jesus in you? Are you ready to stand in your place? Are you ready to look in his face? Can you look up and say, this is my Lord? Are you ready for Jesus to come?
Hallelujah. I'm ready. Are you ready, church? Stand up. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. You're ready? Stand up with determination. I'm ready for Jesus to come. Let's stay ready for Jesus to come until he calls us. Lay aside this stupid stuff that has no value. Let's be pulled by that strong power, stronger than any earthly attraction. I'm going to heaven. Tell yourselves, I'm going to heaven. Say it, I'm going to heaven. Jesus wants me there. I'm not going to disappoint him. Going to heaven. Pastor, you got to pray over these little people who say they love Jesus. One has already fallen out. Says they love Jesus. Brother, bring that brother closer to us. That's a veteran also. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, little people, Jesus, our pastor's going to thank Jesus that you love him. Is that okay? That's good, and help you to grow up in Jesus. And then we're going to ask our pastor, give glory and honor to those who want, who are going to be baptized. I don't know about you. You're wanting to know more about Jesus, right? Is that right? And then soon and very soon, you're going to just know about Jesus. So you just, Pastor, we got one over here too. And then you'll thank the Lord. Look at the souls that are going to go down a watery grave. Soon, soon, soon. You understand? Soon. It can be tomorrow. Soon. Do not wait. Sooner the better. That's what Diva said. Pastor, get them in the pool. Get him in the pool next Sabbath and send me a picture. Don't prolong it. Don't prolong this thing. You hear? The longer you prolong it, the more Satan will tighten up on his plan. Should have been there today, but don't you wait. Don't you wait another week. Do you understand it? 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 They'll work everything out. Don't you all wait another week. You don't have time. Today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. Put me in the water, Pastor. Put me in the water. Serious, folk. Serious. Pray for your people. To remain faithful to Jesus and kind and courteous to each other and to you. You remain kind and courteous to them, you and Sayuti, everything. Got to get off this earth, folk. Can't go looking like this. But we can go with the makeover of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, Pastor.
Father, we thank you because you're calling your children home. You want us to be with you. You've prepared places with our name on them. You died so that we can be with you. Thank you. And this gift, we have been reminded that today we need to receive again. And this gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus is one that also in which we see your Holy Spirit wanting to do a work in our lives. The Spirit you've promised to us, and the Spirit is leading us closer to you. Your Holy Spirit is leading us to be changed, to look like Jesus. Father, I praise because there's been someone who's been baptized today, even this past week. But Father, there's been others who have this very morning have made a decision to either commit their lives or recommit their lives, that includes baptism. Hallelujah. May they move forward by faith until that is done.
Yes, yes, yes.
I ask, Father, that you bless these wonderful young people,
these children. Yes.
May they come to know who Jesus is.
That's right.
May they come to trust and love who Jesus is. Yeah. And that soon they may make their decision to also give their lives in the form of baptism. I ask, O Father,
thank you, Jesus,
that you'll keep us faithful.
Yes.
It is great that we're gathered here today at this time.
Yes.
But where will we be when you come back? That is the question. We ask that our minds might be made up, that this earth is not our home. May we put away our sins. May we repent and move forward by faith. Thank you, because you promised to be with us.
Yes.
We claim your strength. We claim your spirit. And may we all be found ready for your soon return. Father, be with Sister Carol as soon as she'll be heading back to Florida. Keep her, protect her, guide her, and continue to use her. Thank you for the joy that you give us a taste of, that we shall partake of in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
So what do you say, little people? Amen. All right, you all can just run back to your seats. There you go. There you go, because you love Jesus. Go. Thank you for coming. Yes, you all can run back to your seats too, sister.
Thank you.
Pastor, you want them to run back?
They're welcome to.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Would you lead the closing song, sister?
Okay.
Amen.
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 All right, we're going to have our closing song. Don't go out that door yet. We're going to sing We Have This Hope.